Let's get into it, man. Tell me about your American Idol experience. First off, what made you want to audition for the show?
Being on American Idol is actually pitched to me. I was on this other TV show called The Four, Battle for Stardom on Fox. After that experience, it was so beautiful. There are so many amazing things that happened and some people that are still in my life to this day. And I also left that show saying, I never want to do another show like this again. I don't want to do any more competition television shows, none of that stuff. And then one day I got a phone call. And on that phone call, it was pitched to me that like this would be a whole different experience and that I'd be able to do my original music. So crazy because I had like three primary stipulations. I was like, if I go back on another show like this, I want to, number one, be able to do my original music. Number two, I want to be able to show who I am as an artist, like no holds barred and everything like that. And then I wanted to be reached out to directly, didn't want to have to like go through any lines or any of that stuff like that. And then that's literally exactly what happened. We got in there and I got pushed through to the audition rounds and with competition television shows, particularly like music competition shows. What I've noticed over the years is a lot of times people can get on there and show how good of a singer they are or how good of a performer they are, but then they leave the experience without people knowing the artist that they are, not knowing the music that they put out, things of that nature. And that's kind of what I experienced with my first television soiree. Essentially, I got off of the show and there were all these people from around the world who like knew my face and heard the way that I sang other people's music, and not even like music that I really particularly would usually sing, but something that was chosen for me. And so coming to this whole experience, I was definitely like, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. And this is what's gonna happen. And then I did it.
Walk me through that audition when you met the judges. How are you feeling going into it?
Katy Perry actually had some notes she was looking at. She said, it says here that you're a recording artist for a living. So does that mean that you write your own songs and perform them and then get paid to do it? And I was like, yeah, but I'm here to get paid a lot more. And then Lionel was just saying, well, you're in the place to do it. And so I told him I was going to sing my original song Free. And I sat down at the piano and I sang the song. Whole time I was like staring Katy Perry directly into the face as I was singing the song. It was probably one of my favorite performances of that song I've ever done. And afterwards I finished and I walked over to the American Idol circle thing and I looked up and they were giving me a standing ovation. It was a mind-blowing experience to say the least. When I walked in there initially, I said that I want to sell out stadiums around the world. I want to perform in people in different countries, in front of people in different countries, and all of that stuff. And Lionel said that everything that I said that I wanted to do is something that's definitely going to happen. All I needed was for people to see me, and if there was anything that they could do about it, they wanted to make sure that they could make all of that happen in my life. And honestly, that was all the validation I needed. Lionel
Oof.
Richie just told me I'm going to sell out stadiums. Katy Perry was asking me where she could listen to my music. That's another, like, check off the thing. I'm like, hey, I don't even care if I don't go on at this point. They just said this. I'm cool. And then Luke Bryan was asking me, like, why I'm not already signed to a label. And, I told him that it just the right thing hadn't shown up yet. And after all of that, Lionel said yes, Luke said yes, and then Katy Perry actually had her hand already on the golden ticket, and she was like, well, my hand's already here, so I guess you know what that means. And then they said, you're going to Hollywood, and gave me the golden ticket. And that was the moment where I was like, oh wow, my life might actually change.
Now you've gotten to Hollywood. There was a big change this season to the format, the idea that you only have one shot. You don't know when you're going to get it. Tell me what that was like for you when it was your moment to shine.
I went up there and I sang another one of my songs. This time I was playing guitar. And funny enough, I didn't even know I was the only person who was playing electric guitar for this song. I sang my song Muse. Afterwards, Luke, Luke was like, well, those are some adult chords over there that you just played. Has a whole bunch of chord changes and stuff like that. And he was pretty much talking about the changes and the riffs and stuff like that. And then, you know, walking back up there to my seat around everybody who was just pouring out, outpouring so much love was so wonderful. Like, to be able to be up there in front of all of these great people and to get that kind of response was life-changing, you know? And then, of course, yeah, the production, they wanted us to stop cheering for each other because they're like, this guy, this is a competition, guys. You gotta stop yelling. And literally everybody, I got a whole leg workout from just jumping up and throwing my hands in the air and cheering and yelling and screaming for all of my talented friends. It was such a beautiful experience. I actually even remember in my exit interview, they asked me, you know, what was on my mind, what was going through my head. And I was just thinking, like, you know, my mom actually passed away a couple of years ago.
Sorry.
And since she passed, I felt there was a part of me that I felt was gone with her. And in those moments that I spent with all those people, I felt like I had a way to get that back. Like, that was the first time I felt some of that, like, just the love and the security of love that I felt in that. Like, the genuine happiness and hope and joy and peace that I felt in those moments spending time with everybody. I felt like some of that was never going to be a thing for me again. And then being in those spaces really did a lot to help and to change with that. So, yeah.
And I bet you felt her looking down on you throughout all of that.
Wow, yeah. As I've gotten to know everybody more, it's funny, American Idol kind of has a type, I've realized, particularly this season. And I feel like there were a lot of happy faces smiling down from heaven. Because, yeah, a lot of us have a similar story. That's probably why we connected so deeply. And even Roman Collins is another one of the artists on this season. I was talking to him the other day. I didn't even know until they aired the episode that essentially both of our moms had almost the exact same thing happen. In the midst of all of that, here we are finding new ways to continue pushing forward and encouraging each other. Who would have thought that all of that would have come from American Idol? You see all kinds of other stuff coming from American Idol. That's not like the first thing that comes to mind.
I will say I became a little bit of a snack king. I found them wherever they were, like wherever the snacks were. I found them and had them in my pocket, ready to go.
What's the best snack that they had there?
Oh wow, what was the best snack? I don't know. It was all like basic stuff, like granola bars. But I will say, here's something that wouldn't have ended up on TV anyway. So I'm gonna toot my horn a little bit. I definitely was very much so like passionate about making sure we ate. And so at a certain point in time, they just kind of knew me for coming up there and saying, so when are we going to have food? And also because I'm vegan, because I'm plant-based, you know, I always had to have specific types of food. And so when it came to Hollywood Week, I was in charge of doing the orders for all the vegans. And I made sure we ate well. Everybody else had like Jersey Mike's subs. You know, I mean, not knocking Jersey Mike's, you know, but also I don't really know what their food's like because I've never had it. But everybody was like, they don't have anything on it. They're so dry. They have one pack of mustard. And I'm like, we have kava bowls with, you know, rice and hummus and falafel and all of the things. So, yeah.
That's a big responsibility, and what an
it
honor
is.
To take that on, because if it weren't for you taking that initiative, they would have some kind of sloppy version of whatever is like, well, just take the meat off and then you've got a sandwich without.
Like, literally, I feel like it might have been the look of sheer disappointment every time, because in the audition round, they didn't have like separate vegan meals. They had some vegetarian stuff, but nothing like particularly vegan. Also, another thing that won't show. So, on the way to the judges, I stopped by to get some food in a place that wasn't necessarily for the contestants. It was actually the judges' food, the judges and the crew food.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, because the thing is, there weren't any other options for me. And so I ended up getting a chance to have some of that amazing and delicious food. And if any other American Idol people are watching this, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to rub it in your face, but it was great. It was great, guys. It was really great.
I like that. I thought you were going to
Yeah.
apologize to the judges. You apologize to the contestants.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, the judges, they'll eat. You know, they're fine. They're taken
Yeah.
care of. It's the contestants. It's all the stuff we had to go through collectively, the things that we experienced together. I mean, like, you know,
intense.
It's crazy. So intense. I was just going to say, that's why it's so crazy to think that with all of these insanely, amazingly talented people that have gone through everything, there are so many people that didn't end up on, you know, the actual airing of the show, didn't even get cameo appearances. Lionel Richie literally said, this is the most talented class of singers and artists to ever be on the show. I side with Lionel, like, seriously. And I mean, maybe I'm biased because I got a chance to spend time with all these people, learn about their voices and their journeys and their musical skills, some of which wasn't even really shown on the show. So going back to Roman, there's a moment. So they had me mic'd up and they had a camera in my face pretty much for all of Hollywood Week. There was a moment where Roman did this crazy like run, and he's singing like Gravity by John Mayer, right? But he did this crazy chord, like dissonant run chord situation, and I literally fell back onto the bleachers, like like somebody caught me, and everybody was like, what's going on? It was a whole moment. I was definitely absolutely 100% sure that I was going to go viral from that. If for nothing else, that right there was going to be the one. I was there after Hollywood Week as well for that taping, and I'm going to be there for it, all of the other things that I can be there for to cheer them on. Sitting there watching everybody's performances, like showstopper round even, oh my gosh, absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Just mind-blowing talent.
So you make it through the Idol Arena. You did, if I understand, you didn't make it to Showstoppers, but you were just there to watch the taping, right?
I was really happy for my friends that were moving forward, because I'm like, yeah, you guys all deserve that. Before going into this whole thing, I was like, I don't even want to make it past top 24, you know, just because I wanted to, I had a goal. I had a vision in mind of what I wanted to do. Like, I was like, I want to come on here. I want to sing my music. And I want to go on TV. Whatever happens outside of that, I'm cool. And then I did make it. I did get a golden ticket. I did make it to Hollywood out of 60,000 people. And I was like, oh, wow. Well, you know, regardless of what happens, the world is going to see that on TV. And so I was still excited for what was to come.
And there's so much on the horizon for you. Talk to me about what's been going on since Idol. Obviously, it's been a couple months since they filmed it.
Yeah.
So give me the updates.
Ended off 2023 doing this huge concert in Atlanta and made the official announcement that I was going to be on this season of Idol. And then everything started just kind of going crazy from there, because around that same time, I was notified that I was requested to close out the main stage at the NAMM show this year. weeks went by with this crazy huge team of people that I also love. And it's some of the most talented people I've ever met there too, musicians and singers and dancers and administrative people. And we did that. So now we have a documentary that we shot throughout that period of time that we're going to be putting out. And then like the next week after that, I was playing at a Grammy event with the Recording Academy, which is wild. And then, you know, after that, the premiere of Idol came, and you know, people saw my face all over and were reaching out to me. And then I posted up on social media, and everything's just been going crazy from there. And now I've got some projects that I'm working on. Actually, this company right here, this organization, Find Your Anchor, they're a mental health organization. They particularly and specifically specialize in suicide prevention awareness. And so coming up on May, since it's Mental Health Awareness Month, we've got some really special stuff planned. And then the goal is to be traveling around the world this summer.
First of all, we're going to hear you sing, but I want to make sure that we also plug your socials, anywhere that people can listen to what you've got out. So give me all those deets.
It's just Eddie Callier on everything. So on Instagram, it's EDICALLIER. On Twitter, it's, well, X, it's EDICALLIER. Spotify, Apple Music, first name EDI, last name CALLIER. And website, EDICALLIER.
Such a great name. It sings. I love how you spelled it out so melodically. You can, right? Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, Idol Unaired Podcast. Eddie, tell me about the song we're going to play, because I'm really excited.
Another audition-ish type of situation. So NPR Tiny Desk has its Tiny Desk contest this year, again, as they do each year. And this is my first time actually submitting to it. And that band that I was talking about, that insanely talented crew of people that I did the NAMM show with, I brought them back to play with me for the Tiny Desk thing. And I think it's pretty great. So it's one of my songs called Mon Cheri. And it's available to watch and all the things to watch and listen to, because the response from the submission was so wonderful that it actually ended up putting it on Spotify and Apple Music and all the stuff.
We're playing the song right now. Eddie, thank you so much again for being a part of American Idol Unaired.
Thank you for having me.
chérie, mon chérie. C'est la vie avec toi. Three times! You're my love, you're my heart. Baby, you're my all. Chérie, yeah, yeah, mon chérie.